that a person should never feel that a mitzvah is beneath them to fulfill. Moshe Rabbeinu did not feel that it was beneath him to fulfill the mitzvah of building the Mishkan. And so too, we should never feel that any mitzvah is beneath us. And this is really what the Gemara means in Maseches Kiddushin, Daf Ayin, where the Gemara tells us that Parnes, when you have a person who's in a position of leadership, Kivin Shenesmana Alatzibur, once they get that position of leadership, you're no longer supposed to go and do activities in front of other people. However, if it's for the purpose of performing a mitzvah, such as building a makkah, building a sukkah, doing any kind of mitzvah, the Gemara assumes that one should obviously go ahead and do that, and we don't look at your prestige when we talk about the performance of a mitzvah. So the question that was raised, which is a very strong one, is the fact that we find one very notable exception. The exception that we find is seemingly the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. And there the Gemara says in Bab Metzia Daf Lamed that a person generally has the mitzvah when they see a lost item in the street to go ahead and be involved in the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. However, there are some exceptions to the rule when a person is no longer obligated in the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, and we're told, Vihi Salamta, you have a right to overlook and to just keep on walking and make it as if you haven't seen this item. Let someone else be busy with the mitzvah. One of those examples is Zaken Ve'eno Lefi Chvado. If you're a very prestigious person and you have a honorable position, and by going and doing this kind of work, if you're going to be involved in this Hashavas Aveda, that's going to degrade your honor. That's going to be something that compromises your Kavod Abrias. For example, we spoke yesterday. So let's say you have Rabbi Yashav is walking down the street, and there's a woman's bathing suit gets dropped out of the laundry somewhere. Now he's going to have to go knocking around the whole neighborhood on every door and hold a bathing suit and ask them whether or not it belongs to them. It's beneath his dignity. Everyone would agree to that, and therefore we assume Zaken Ve'eno Lefi Chvodo is not obligated in the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. So that would seem to be a very stark contrast to all these other cases. Generally, we assume when you're engaged in the mitzvah, go ahead and do the mitzvah. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be ashamed. Don't ever think it's beneath you. That's what the Ribbono Shel Olam asked you to do. So why would Hashavas Aveda be an exception to the rule? Why would we say by Hashavas Aveda that a person who has a dignified position should not be obligated in the mitzvah? So we spoke about that briefly yesterday. One important chiddush to be aware of that we obviously do not hold of, lahalacha, we don't paskin this way, but it's a fascinating chiddush. One of the great gedolim in Galicia in Poland in the 1800s was Rav Shlomo Kluger. He's known for his tremendous chiddushim. Sometimes, like my father likes to say, when you have a tremendous Baal Mechadesh, doesn't always mean we assume that they're correct. They have very beautiful ideas, but not always lahalacha are their ideas accepted. So here's one of those examples. Rav Shlomo Kluger has a tremendous chiddush based on his reading of the Gemara in Sanhedrin, where the Gemara says that, how do we know that you have to be involved when you see somebody is drowning in the river? How do we know you have to jump in and try to save them? Again, not at the cost of my own life. But how do you know? If I'm a lifeguard, how do you know that I have to jump into the river and save their lives? Maybe you say, I wasn't involved in them falling in. They did something silly. They were walking too close to the river. They shouldn't have been there. Let them lose their life. It's not my problem. Why should I get involved? Says the Gemara, no. If we have a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, that I have to give back your wallet that's missing on the street, I have to give back your pen that falls out of your pocket, your cell phone, certainly Aveda's gufo. Certainly you have to give a person back their own life if they're about to lose their life. That's like Hashavas Aveda on steroids. That's Hashavas Aveda to the nth degree. And therefore we assume certainly you have an obligation to be involved as much as possible in saving someone's life from the fact that we have a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Therefore, says Rav Shlomo Kluger, the same way by Hashavas Aveda that we find you're exempt when it's Eino Lefi Chvodo, when it's beneath your dignity to be involved in returning this item. So too, he says, when it comes to Hashavas Gufo, when it comes to saving someone's life, if it's beneath your dignity, you're not obligated to go ahead and save that person's life. For example, take the example we gave before. So Rabbi Yashav is walking down the street. He doesn't have to go and return the woman's bathing suit. So what if Rabbi Yashav is walking down the street in his kapata and he's all dressed for Shabbos, and now he sees somebody drowning in the river? It's going to be beneath his dignity to run into the river and to jump in and get himself all dirty, all wet, and save the person's life. He's not obligated to do that, says Rav Shlomo Kluger, because saving someone's life is derived from the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. So, this is something that the other Achronim, his contemporaries and later, felt was absolutely unacceptable. It's a chiddush that was unwelcome by the other Achronim. They thought it was a little bit too wild. And most simply, one of the Achronim writes, Hine lechori yefshar klal lalos al adal shepikuach nefesh, shedocha kol haTorah kula. You're telling me, Pikuach Nefesh, which we say, put Shabbos aside, put Yom Kippur aside, put Kashrus aside, whatever it is that's necessary to save someone's life, we say, put it aside. It's as if it's not Shabbos today, drive to the hospital. It's as if it's not Yom Kippur today, give them food to eat. Do whatever it might take to save someone's life. You're going to tell me that even though we push Shabbos aside and Yom Kippur aside and Kashrus aside, your dignity, your honor is more important than all of that? How can you say such a thing? How can you say such a thing? It doesn't make any sense. And that's where the Achronim don't assume that he is correct at all. Even though, yes, he has some sort of point that the Gemara does make a link between Hashavas Aveda and saving someone's life, but we don't take it that far. We don't say that just because Zaken Ve'ena Lefichvodo is not obligated in Hashavas Aveda, that does not translate to mean that he's also not obligated in the mitzvah of saving somebody's life. But one of the major objections to that Chiddush of Reb Shlomo Kluger was not just this point. One of the major objections also, even if you put that point aside and you figure out how to get around it, was the Kli Chemda. Kli Chemda was one of the Gedolim in Poland. In the 1800s, into the middle of the 1900s, the Kli Chemda wrote a sefer on Chumash, and he writes, this is not correct for a very simple reason. By Hashavas Aveda itself, we said yesterday, what's the barometer for when a person is in Mechuyiv? When are you obligated to perform the mitzvah, and when are you not? When do we say it's beneath my dignity, and when do we say, no, this is acceptable for you to do? Says the Gemara, Kol shebishalohu machzir, bishal chaveru nami machzir. The rule, the barometer, the meter is, the yardstick for Hashavas Aveda is, if I would do it for myself, then I have to do it for somebody else. But if I would never walk around the street with this bathing suit on my own, so then I certainly don't have to do it for anybody else. Here too, says the Kli Chemda, if I would do anything it takes, if I would go to any length to embarrass myself, to save my life, you see in the Holocaust, you saw what people did to go and save their own lives. It was humiliating to them, but yet they did it because that's the only chance of survival. That's what you're going to do. So too says the Kli Chemda, if you want to take a direct parallelism from Hashavas Aveda to saving someone's life, the parallelism should be, just like by saving one's life, a person would do anything it takes to save one's life, so too I'm obligated and have to be willing to do anything and everything that it takes, even humiliating myself, to save somebody else's life. That's what the Kli Chemda argues, and that is a very important point. So now, either way, however you understand the parameters of Hashavas Aveda, we're still left with the question, why is it that when it comes to Hashavas Aveda, we assume that that would be different than all other mitzvahs? Why is it that the Shulchan Aruch writes, when it comes to buying all the necessities for Shabbos, we say, go and do it by yourself, even if you're a very prominent person. Go to the supermarket, buy the items that are necessary for Shabbos. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Zehu Kavodo, this is your honor to go ahead and honor the Shabbos, to go ahead and honor the Ribbono Shel Olam, to do his mitzvahs. Why do we find that building a makkah, that building a sukkah, is something I should be involved in, even if I'm a very highly distinguished person, even if I'm very reputable? And yet when it comes to Hashavas Aveda, all of a sudden the rules change and we say, you're not obligated to do that. So there are two basic lines of reasoning that can be suggested for this. One is the Bir Halacha. The Mishnah Berurah writes in the Bir Halacha as follows. There's a major distinction between those two cases. Anybody who walks by my house and sees me with a hammer and with the nails and with the panels of a sukkah knows that I'm engaged in the mitzvah of building a sukkah. Anybody who walks by my roof and sees that I'm building a fence around the roof knows immediately that I'm going ahead and being involved in the mitzvah of putting up a makkah in my house that I'm obligated to do. Anyone who sees me in the supermarket on Friday morning and they see the challahs in my cart and they see the grape juices there and they see all the items for Shabbos, they know, obviously, I'm involved in the mitzvah of being mechabed es haShabbos. Therefore, we say, since it's obvious to anyone who looks at you, since it's so discernible, it's so apparent that I'm engaged in a mitzvah, obviously, even if I'm a prominent person, Zehu Kavodo, says the Shulchan Aruch, you should go ahead and do it. But by Hashavas Aveda, the innocent bystander who sees me walking down the street with a woman's bathing suit, they don't know what I'm doing. They don't know that the only reason I'm holding this is because I have to return it to somebody. I don't know who the owner is. They just think I'm doing something very strange. They think I'm doing something that I usually would not be seen doing. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, that's why Hashavas Aveda the excel, because you're doing something that the innocent bystander who would see you engage in that activity would not really understand that you're doing a mitzvah. And therefore, he assumes that's why you have an exception to the rule there. That's why you're not obligated in Hashavas Aveda. Whereas by any other mitzvah, you would certainly be obligated to perform, even if it compromises your level of dignity. So this is the understanding of the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha, but it's not so simple at all. And the reason why it's not simple is because already many centuries before him, a few hundred years before him, the Chavos Yair, Rabbi Yair Bachrach, who was one of the great Gedolei Ashkenaz, one of the great Gedolim in Germany in the 1600s, wrote that he doesn't agree with that at all. Again, he's not responding to the Mishnah Berurah, who was in the 1900s, but he said there was such an idea that floated around in his day, and he said he doesn't think that that's the pshat at all. He doesn't think that's why Hashavas Aveda is the exception to the rule. Rather, he says the difference is whether it's a davar shebekedusha that I'm doing. Basically, am I doing a mitzvah that's bein adam lamakom? Or, says the Chavos Yair, am I engaged in a mitzvah that's bein adam lachaver? When I'm engaged in a mitzvah that's bein lamakom, when I'm doing something between me and God, you don't get in the way. You don't say, oh, my dignity, my honor, I have to look out for my kavod, for myself. You can't think of such things. Go and do the makkah, go and build the sukkah, go and be engaged in the kavod Shabbos that you're supposed to be doing. We don't look at a person's personal dignity when it comes to bein adam lamakom. However, when it comes to bein adam lachavero, argues the Chabas Yair, that's the only time where we have an exception to the rule. When it comes to bein adam lachavero, we assume if it's going to compromise my dignity, I'm not obligated to do something for you in an area of bein adam lachavero if it's going to compromise something with my own dignity, with my own honor. What would be a major distinction, a major difference between the Chabas Yair's approach and the Mishnah Berurah? A major distinction would be as follows. Let's say we have a Gemara in Nedarim where the Gemara talks about the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. So the Gemara there says that Bikur Cholim ain la shir. Bikur Cholim has no limit. So what does it mean, Bikur Cholim has no limit? So the Gemara says, they first thought it meant, has no limit to the amount of reward that you get for Bikur Cholim. Because Bikur Cholim is such an impressive mitzvah. If you do this, you get so much schar, you get so much reward. The Gemara then says, what do you mean? Every mitzvah has tremendous reward. So what's so unique about Bikur Cholim? That cannot be what the Mishnah meant. The Gemara says, no, what it means, ein lashir, is there's no limit, meaning afilu gadol eitzel katan. It doesn't matter who is sick, even if you're the most prominent person. But if you pass by somebody who's sick and they can help, they can be helped by you coming to visit them, we assume you have an obligation to do it, afilu gadol eitzel katan. Even a very prominent person has to lower themselves, so to speak, and perform the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. Says the Chafetz Chaim in his Sefer Avas Chesed, which is all about mitzvahs ben adam lachavero, he writes, why does the Gemara have to go out of its way to say that Bikur Cholim is a mitzvah even for a gadol eitzel katan? Of course, every mitzvah is. Says the Chafetz Chaim, no, because don't think that this is like Hashavas Aveda, where you're not obligated to do it when it's beneath your dignity. No, Bikur Cholim is something where you are obligated to do it, even though it is beneath my dignity. Ask the Shittim Ukubetzes there on the Gemara, why is that the case? Why don't we say it's like Hashavas Aveda? So what do you say? What? Oh, so that's an interesting question. Really, every time you're being mevakeh cholitz hatzalas nefashos, again, it depends. If the person is very, very sick and you're really going to help them out and make them better, that's different. If the person has the flu, usually over the flu the person will get better in another week or so. You're just cheering them up, you're helping them out. I wouldn't say that's hatzalas nefashos, so why taka, why should we say that bikur cholim is something I'm obligated to do even if it's going to compromise my dignity? It's a gadol eitzel katan. You're a very prominent person. You're going to visit someone who's not at all on your level. Why should we assume that you're obligated to do it? So again, according to the Mishnah Berurah that we mentioned before, the answer is because here you're engaged in a mitzvah where anybody who sees you doing it understands exactly what you're doing. You're walking into Sloan Kettering. Everybody knows you're walking in there and you don't sick at all. It's obvious that you're going to visit a patient who is sick, even though it's somebody who's not on your level, even though it's somebody who's not as prominent as you might be, but you're engaged in the mitzvah. So here, the Shittim Ukubetzes writes, no, the answer is because Bikur Cholim is an exception to the rule. Bikur Cholim, we find that the Ribbono Shel Olam himself went out of his way to visit Avraham Avinu. If the Ribbono Shel Olam goes out of his way, that's obviously, so to speak, beneath his dignity, if you can say such a thing. He doesn't have to lower himself to go visit Avraham Avinu, who just had a bris milah, and yet he goes out and he does that. So that shows us Bikur Cholim is an exception to the rule. Even though normally, Bein Adam Lachaver, we have a right to say that when it compromises my dignity, I don't have to be involved. But when it comes to Bikur Cholim, that's one of the exceptions to the rule, and that's where we say you have an obligation to go ahead and do it, regardless of whether or not it's going to compromise your own personal dignity. So why is this the case? Why do we assume that there should be a distinction between Bein Adam Lachavero and Bein Adam Lamakom? Why is it that when it comes to building the Sukkah, to building the Mishkan, to building the Makkah, we assume, do it anyway, even though you're Moshe Rabbeinu? Don't ask for any help. Do it by yourself. Don't look at it as a compromising of your dignity. Whereas by mitzvah shebein adam lachaver, we assume that if it compromises a person's dignity, they don't have to do it. The answer to that is very simple, because what dictates the guidelines of mitzvah shebein adam lachaver are v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. And therefore, if I would do it for myself, I have to do it for you. If it's something I would not do for myself, then it's something I don't have to do for you either. So therefore, very simply, when it comes to the mitzvah bikur cholim, if my young child, Rachmana Litzlan, was sick, even though I'm a very prominent person, I would go ahead and I would visit them. So too, I have to do it for somebody else's young child who's sick. If it's going to help them out, I have to do it, because if that's what I would do for myself, that's what I have to do for someone else. So too, that's by Hashavas Aveda. That's exactly what the Gemara says in Bab Metzia, is the guiding principle of Hashavas Aveda. If it's an Aveda that I would bother for myself to return for my own lost item, and I don't think it's beneath my dignity to walk around the street with that, then I have to do it for you. If it's an item that I wouldn't return to myself because I feel it's a compromising of my dignity to be involved in such a thing, then I don't have to do it for somebody else either. That's why we draw a distinction between Bein Adam LaChavero mitzvahs and Bein Adam LaMakom. When it comes to Bein Adam LaMakom, we don't look at people's personal dignity. You do the mitzvah, you do what you're asked to do, and like the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam say, Zeu Kavodo, this is your greatest honor that you're involved in the mitzvahs HaTorah, and it shouldn't be seen at all as a compromise, as a slight to your honor. When it comes to Bein Adam LaChavero, we assume the rules are going to change slightly, and that's why we have this question from Hashavas HaVeda, Bikur Cholim, and perhaps some other examples that come under the category of the mitzvah Shebein Adam LaChavero.